Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. The topic for today is Follow Father by Nirvir Bhaiji.
Avyakt Bap Dada ke Naino ke Noore Ratno.
The jewels in the eyes of Avyakt Bap Dada.
Vishesh Indore Raipur zone ke सभी ब्रह्मा कुमारी बहनें व ब्रह्मा कुमार भाई
टू ऑल द ब्रह्मा कुमारी सिस्टर्स इन ब्रह्मा कुमार ब्रदर्स ऑफ इंदौर एंड रायपुर जोन
जनवरी का जो
यू ऑल आर रियली फॉर्चुनेट एंड दिस इज द लास्ट वीक ऑफ द मंथ ऑफ जनवरी एवरीवन नोज दैट That the month of January is such a month which reminds us about the memories of Brahma Baba And this month, we get the chance to celebrate or follow this month as a month of tapasya. Everyone gets this information earlier that for each day, there will be some of the other points, or for every week, Certain thoughts will be sent from Madhuban by Raju Bhaiji every day or for a week. When sister gave my introduction, she did not tell anything about my connection with Indore zone. I had been to Indore for minimum 2-3 to 4 times, but I have not been to Raipur. And we have respected Om Prakash Bhai Ji.
Aarti Ben Ji.
Along with him, there was Aarti Ben.
Aur bhi bahut vishesh aatmaye.
And many other special souls.
Sabhi se wahan milna hua sab kuch.
I was fortunate to meet many such souls, and there were wonderful programs that happened in Indore zone.
अपने मन पटल पर अंकित करता हुआ मैं आपको आज
So I'm able to visualize those incidences.
इसके ऊपर कुछ बोलूं.
So I feel like telling about this. The topic I received today is very simple. That is to follow the Father. It's written in Hindi, but the words are of English. Which father should we follow? Which father should we follow?
Shiv Baba ko?
Should we have to follow Shiv Baba? No? We should not follow Shiv Baba. Okay, we should remember Shiv Baba and follow Brahma Baba.
Brahma Baba ke nakshe kadam par chalna.
To walk in the footsteps of Brahma Baba.
Kafi kya kahu usko English mein bolte hain.
What should I tell about this?
Wishful thinking.
in English it said, it's a visual thinking. So much enthusiasm he had. If all the children would mold their life like Brahma Baba's life, and if we are able to make transform our life in such a yogi life, then the task of establishment is quite easy. Baba has given us example in front of us. If you think about this, which I have seen with my eyes, initially when the Om Mandali was started, I had been listening to different stories. So what are the main things that was taught? Baba taught us through his practical life.
जो पढ़ाई है इस पढ़ाई के पढ़ते हुए इसकी धारणा करते हुए
easy rajyoga, if we learn this and if we adapt this in our life, everyone knows that
baba ka ek aisa example, aisi misal hamare samne,
we have a good example of Sakar Baba in front of us.
जीवन से practical अनुभव होता था क्या थे लौकिक जीवन में क्या थे.
So we were able to feel that practically in Baba's life, what he was in Laukik, and when Yajna was established, and Baba gave all the wealth and all the responsibility to the mothers and sisters, and then just stood behind them. We also listened from many sisters' speeches that in the godly life, which we are able to see practically from Baba's life. What is renunciation? What is service?
ये सब बातें बाबा के practical
and what is tapasya?
अनुभव होती थी.
We were able to see this practically from Baba's life.
साकार बाबा ने जब वो अपने business में थे.
Sakar Baba, when he was doing his business.
Diamond merchant.
He was a diamond merchant.
उस समय उनका संबंध राजाओं महाराजाओं के साथ.
He had contact with many wealthy persons, many kings in India as well as in Nepal.
Queen Elizabeth first जब इंडिया में आई थी भारत में.
When Queen Elizabeth first came to India.
उसके लिए बाबा ने एक डायमंड नेकलेस बना करके दिया था.
बाबा made a diamond necklace for Queen Elizabeth.
उनको देने से पहले बाबा ने दादी निर्मल शांता को, हाँ उस समय तो दादी नहीं कहते थे उनको, छोटी थी.
So before giving to the Empress, before giving to Queen Elizabeth, Nirmal Shansa Dadi wore the necklace and then showed the necklace to all the people about the design. He had the necklace that Baba made. To whom did he make that much intoxication he had?
British Raj ka
during that time.
Par unka bolbala tha. Aur Queen Elizabeth first aayi thi.
So during that phase, during that time, it was the British rule, and Queen Elizabeth came to India.
साकार बाबा को जो उनकी अपनी रुचि की बात थी वो कुछ गुप्त रहती थी.
So what साकार बाबा liked, that was very incognito, very subtle.
खोज बाबा को थी.
That is, he had.
इसी खोज में.
He was searching for something deep.
वो कहेंगे self realization के लिए भी.
If we say
God
in different words,
ke liye bhi,
it must be for self-realization, God-realization.
Interest tha.
Baba was interested in this.
Jante hain aap sabhi ke Baba ne apne mukharvind se hum sab ko bataya hua hai.
And you all know that Baba said from his own mouth
mein jane se pehle,
that before going for business,
श्रीमद् भागवत गीता का पाठ जरूर करते
थे. He would recite versions from श्रीमद् भागवत गीता and he would do worship of
कहीं जा भी रहे हो
लक्ष्मी and नारायण wherever he
उसका वो अपना नियम निभाते थे.
Wherever he goes he would follow this rule.
फिर वो जो डायमंड नेकलेस दादी को पहना करके सबको दिखाया बहुत सोच.
So the diamond necklace which Dadi wore and he showed it to others and this necklace was presented to the queen.
Diamond necklace.
This diamond necklace.
अभी भी लंदन के लंदन में एक विशेष स्थान है.
This necklace is still now in London where diamonds are kept.
और वो पब्लिक को दिखाए जाते हैं.
And this
Tower of London
is kept for display for the public. It's in Tower of London. I have seen this.
वो necklace भी देखा.
I have also seen the necklace.
बहने भाई जो वहाँ साथ जाते हैं दिखाने के लिए वो खास दिखाते
हैं. Our brothers and sisters who goes there shows us specially that this is a necklace made by Baba. In spite of having all these,
उनकी अपनी जो आंतरिक भावनाएं थी, आंतरिक खोज थी.
So in spite of all this, his internal liking was towards something else. Outside there was a lot of posh and lot of wealth, but he was not interested into that.
भगवान प्राप्ति कैसे हो?
But he had deep interest for the search for God.
तो उसका जब अनुभव हुआ आप लोगों ने कल और आज की मुरली में पढ़ा होगा.
So you must have read or heard in yesterday's and today's मुरली. Baba said about his experiences in the murli. When Baba got the visions,
और उन साक्षात्कारों में पुरानी दुनिया का परिवर्तन,
and in those visions he saw the transformation of this world, how the new world would come, and what his part.
शुरू में बाबा को
in the initial days
कई बहने भाई
many brothers and sisters
शुरू हुई थी.
When Om Mandali began,
वो श्री कृष्ण के रूप में अनुभव करते थे.
Brothers and sisters would see visions of Shri Krishna in Brahma Baba and they got the aim.
ईश्वरी ज्ञान का लक्ष्य नर से श्री नारायण बनना.
Because the aim of the godly knowledge is to transform from human beings to deities.
तो बाबा ने उस लक्ष्य को अच्छी तरह से जानकर.
So Baba got this aim. He understood what is to be done, and he kept this aim very high. in his life. After that, what should he be doing to reach that aim, goal? So he started doing tapasya. He did a lot of tapasya. He started with that tapasya. Before Om Mandali was established, he went to Banaras alone to do the tapasya. And after that too, you all know that, till this date we have been following this system. Early morning, the practice of remembrance of the Supreme Father, and after that, listening to the godly versions, which we call today as Murli. So this was a must from the beginning. Baba would say, for himself, that I am a number one student. Shiv Baba, when he says his knowledge through his mouth, so I am the first one to hear this, because my ears are the nearest. Along with this, Baba would churn the knowledge and go into the depth of the knowledge. And he would understand what is the benefit, what is the loss if we don't do this. And Baba would churn about this. And this churning, Baba shared his churning to us. This has been said from time to time. And Baba was clear about this. That my part,
सब बच्चों के लिए एग्जांपल बन करके रहने का है.
Should be an example to all his children. It is said that the actions that I do, by seeing that others will follow me. Baba had so much attention towards his action, Sakar Baba. That's why, if you look at the history, wherever Baba is, whether he's in Mount Abu, Mumbai, or in Delhi, wherever he is, his daily routine was the same. Amritvela, he would wake up without fail and do tapasya and do the churning. And he would share. And he would share about this knowledge and go into the depth of the knowledge and would share the jewels of knowledge to his children. He never missed Murli. You all have seen.
So, ye Baba ne hum bachchon ko apna example set karke bataya.
So Baba has set his own example.
Uska karan kya?
And what's the reason for that?
Uska karan Baba ne bahut spasht murliyon ke andar bata to diya.
Baba had shared this very clearly in Murli.
Dhyan se dekhte hain, padhte hain.
And when we read, pay attention to the Murli, that time we must have missed it, but when we pay attention and read it properly, the first thing is the godly knowledge which was given by Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba. There are certain things that also shown in the scriptures too. There are certain things in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the original one. But think about this for so many years. How many years?
86 years. 86 years.
The knowledge that Baba has been giving for 86 years. How much wealth you must have accumulated from this. And Baba himself,
Brahma Baba ko, Shiv Baba ka diya hua jo, Baba kehte hain, nayi duniya ke liye naya gyan.
So Baba says, new knowledge for new world, which Brahma, which Shiv Baba has given through Brahma Baba.
Jaise Baba ko hire jawarat ki parakh,
Brahma Baba, as he was a jeweler, he was able to discriminate between the real and the fake diamonds. In the same way, he was also able to discriminate the real value of the jewels of knowledge. Sakar Baba appreciated this so much. Can someone raise your hand if you belong to the time of Sakar Baba? Not even one. All are the children through avyakt sustenance. Sakar Baba had so much love towards Murli. So he would complete the Murli and come to his room with his hand with the red pencil, the serviceable special children of Baba, elder dadis, elder brothers, Jagdish Bhai Sahib. Baba would write the letters immediately and send it to them. I was with Dadi Prakash Mani Dadi in Mumbai, and Dadi would catch the letter every single day. Sunday, there was no letter because it was a holiday. But otherwise, every single day there would be letter. And Dadi would also reply to Baba's letter immediately. And what was the content of the letters? Baba himself, Baba would write about the jewels of knowledge which was set through Murli, either by directly given by Shiv Baba or through Baba's journey. How many letters can you write in a day? Barely one or two. Baba would write minimum 12, 15, 18 letters a day. He would write very fast. And we would wait for the letters which was written in red pencil. And we would sit together and Dadi would read out the letter, and we would listen to the letter. We had so much like towards the letter. The content is, Baba, if Baba liked the Murli point very much, he would write that specially in the letter. And Baba would write clearly that, child, I am sending you the jewels of knowledge. Each jewels of knowledge is worth multi-million fold. Baba would select the Murli points which he liked so much and write it in the letters. So in the path of devotion, what we have been searching,
अच्छे बाबा ने अवतरित होकर के दिव्य दृष्टि के द्वारा
शिव बाबा हिमसेल्फ
दिव्य चक्षु के
बाय इंकार्नेटिंग थ्रू ब्रह्मा विथ द डिवाइन विजन एंड थ्रू गॉडली वर्शन थ्रू मुरली
स्पष्ट सारा ज्ञान सुनाया
हैज गिवन क्लैरिटी ऑफ द नॉलेज
लक्ष्य दिया
एंड हैज गिवन अस द एम
क्या लक्ष्य दिया
व्हाट एम
सब जानते हैं
यू ऑल नो दैट
इस ही जीवन में
इन दिस लाइफ
मार्ग वाली बातें नहीं
नॉट अबाउट द पाथ ऑफ डिवोशन
एक जन्म में भगवान नहीं मिलेंगे दूसरे में मिल जाएंगे दूसरे में नहीं तीसरे में मिल जाएंगे सिर्फ उसके लिए आशा रख करके चलते रहे
सो
लेकिन बाबा ने
इन द पाथ ऑफ डिवोशन यू हैव बीन सर्चिंग फ्रॉम वन पाथ टू अनदर टू अनदर टू अनदर बट बाबा मेड इट वेरी क्लियर दैट टुवर्ड्स द एंड ऑफ द साइकिल From the beginning of the Satyug till the end of Kaliyug, one cycle is for 5,000 years. At the end of this 5,000 year cycle, the time in between the Satyug and the end of Kaliyug, during this time, Godfather himself comes and gives this knowledge and gives the blessing of divine vision so that we can understand that who we are, what is our original embodiment, and our Supreme Father, what is his real identity, what is his real task. Out of emotion we have understood, but in the practical life we have so much firm faith now and his Srimad. We are applying it in our
life.
If you see this, that nowhere in that world you can see such knowledge. Brahma Baba especially has made this firm that Brahma Baba was like an engine of a train. The train engine would be in the front. In the same way, whatever knowledge points Baba gets from Shiva Baba, he would apply this in his life and then based on his experience, he would share to his children. And you all must have seen that as he kept on experiencing, I've seen it with my eyes, how Baba changed his nature completely, gradually. When others see Baba in the form of Shri Krishna through vision, that stopped later, then all the focus was on the knowledge given by Shiv Baba. And the vision, not just one, there were many, many people who got the blessing of vision, divine vision. There are many sandeshis or trans messengers. So, to give the trans message to Baba and take the message from Baba. We have seen this practically and Baba kept on refining this. Baba would ask the trans messenger to go to the southern region to offer bhog to Shiv Baba, and Baba would be telling Murli,
here,
Baba said, the knowledge that you are giving, you're not listening to that because you are offering bhog right now. Papa was trying to say that this knowledge is really important. We have to pay attention that the trans messenger was playing her part based on the instructions of Papa. As we move forward, the instrument of trans messenger, by any chance, maybe because of physical illness or other illness, that part can also get stopped. But through Brahma Baba, if you look at the Murli, last day of Sakar Baba, when he was in Sakar, till the last day, Murli continued. I don't know if you have noted one thing or not. June 30, 1968, Murli, Baba said, Papa shared his experience.
Baba ne khas usme ishare mein thoda sa ek do lino mein hi spasht kiya tha ki abhi Brahma Baba ko jis sthiti tak pahunchna tha, baap saman sthiti tak.
30th June 1968, Murli, Baba has mentioned in the Murli that Baba has become almost equal to Shiv Baba and two has become one. I'm not sure if you have noted this Murli or not. And Baba said in that Murli, after this, there is no more knowledge that's required. After that, you know what happened. July, August, September, October, November, December, January. Almost after 7 months, Baba reached equal to Shiv Baba's stage while remaining in the body, and he played his part like an angel. And the one who comes in contact, and the one who comes in contact with Brahma Baba knows that. Earlier, Baba would listen to each and every story of the children. Towards the last 2.5 years, there was drastic change in Brahma Baba. Whenever we go to meet Baba to explain about the service news, wherever we are, within the hut or other places, Baba was so much involved in the intense tapasya. Earlier, we should think whether we should say this or not to Baba. The vibration that we would feel while we were sitting with Baba was so powerful, and Baba would give a very powerful drishti towards us and then would take us beyond this world. Baba would ask, okay child, tell me. At times, we forget what we came here for, what we had to tell Baba. And we would say, Baba, I don't remember why I came here. when I remember, I'll come and tell you again. When we come with the news, Baba would not listen to long, long stories towards the last bit. Baba would listen to 3-4 lines and say that, okay, child, I've understood. Then we say that, I just started, Baba. Then Baba would say, okay, child, I've understood. Baba had so much value of our time as well as Baba's time. Whatever matter that we have come with, we should not waste time in that. We should connect with Baba, Shiv Baba. So the last words of Baba, you must have noted that. So this is a matter of reaching that stage, that is, incorporeal, voiceless and egoless. You will read this in the last Murli. In order to reach this stage, you can imagine, till where have you reached? It's a matter of great effort. It's quite easy to listen, to write. It's that easy, Rajyog. It's natural. But when you go into the depth of the subject, Baba's example comes in front of us. That Brahma Baba, how he practiced. What practice did he do? That my mind should not wander anywhere apart from Shiv Baba. Baba's stage was such that it was as if, and we would feel this experience through Baba's face. Initially, when Baba would meet us, we would feel as if that Shiv Baba is in Brahma Baba. There was a change in the eyes of Brahma Baba, and the smile was different and the vibration was different. But the last 2 to 1.5 years, Baba's stage was such that it was same throughout, constant. Baba was constantly in the equal to the father's stage. In order to reach that stage, Baba had made it clear, child, when you remember me for 8 hours, will you be able to do yoga continuously for 8 hours? No, it's not like you have to do tapasya continuously for 8 hours. Baba said that 8 hours you can rest, 8 hours you can do your work or service. But for the next 8 hours, do the exercise of yoga. If you practice this in a special way, you'll become equal to Father. What I feel is that even today, we look at ourselves. We're not going beyond 4 hours of remembrance, because when we pay complete attention and remove our intellect from other waste thoughts, so Baba's special Srimad towards the end, to be equal to Baba, then you have to do 8 hours of yoga or intense tapasya. Based on Avyakt Babdada, you can keep your mind at different stages, but you should constantly involve your mind with Shiv Baba. That happens when it's given of the example of Meera in the path of devotion. And the examples of other devotees are also shown in the path of devotion. If you have value of this concept, that my every single second, it should not be wasted. And the waste comes when you do not connect with Baba. That's why Baba has given us indications in different murli that renounce your body and bodily beings and remember only me. Consider yourself as a soul and remember me alone. Then you will see the beauty in your experience. In the 24 hours, how many hours are we able to see in this remembrance? Can anyone raise your hand if you do meditation for 8 hours? Anybody for 6 hours? Anybody for 4 hours? There are a few. If you have to achieve equal to Father's stage and follow Father, then you have to keep goal equal to Father. That slowly, slowly,
consciously.
You'll say that my stage is like this.
Natural ban gayi, kai aise
bolte hain. Some say that my stage is very naturally good. Then you'd start to relax. Then, if you sit back and analyze and ask yourself, do you get other thoughts? Does your mind wander in different places? Do you remember your children, grandchildren? Do you remember other brothers and sisters? So then you get the answer, this is quite natural. When you are in the family, you definitely remember them. But Baba's example is in front of us. That is Sakar Baba's experience, that all the children, while he was looking after every children, who took care of all the responsibilities of many children, he took care of all the sectors, all the children, and he had this aim still that I have to be in remembrance or intense meditation for 8 hours. And we have seen this, that he did meditation for few years, he was able to reach the final stage as equal to Father. It was as if that Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba are merged together, and in that everyone are included. And Baba, and this was the last days of Sakar Baba, which he did practically. And the basis of this practical experience is silence, not the words, not the talk, not the song. Baba had asked to stop the songs too. Baba asked to stop the songs. Towards the last. Now you should have so much intoxication and happiness inside your mind. And your state should be so powerful. And your mind should be in such an elevated state. If you practice this, then you will become equal to Baba. You will have to do this. You should have firm determination inside that you have to become equal to Brahma Baba. You say this when you have followed the Father. Om Shanti. Ooh.